The reading this morning is from John chapter 13, verse 12 to 17. And it says, "When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. 'Do you understand what I have done for you?' he asked them. 'You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.'" That's the word of God.
Great. Thank you, Doug, for reading to us this morning. I want to briefly share some words about this passage before some leaders this morning are set apart, commissioned into the service of being a leader in this church. And I don't know what you have by way of an image of leadership in terms of people known to you or people who are perhaps world leaders. What sort of person do you associate as a leader, as a person of influence in the world today? I've just got some pictures maybe to help you connect with some people. Now, a word of warning, some people you may not like and others you may like. Some people you may know and others you may not know. I was going to get a show of hands of those who said, yeah, they're a good leader. So let's start with a show of... No, I'm only joking, don't have a show of hands. But this is, Boris. That's Boris, yep. And then... another leader, perhaps Greta Thunberg and her whole campaign about the environment. Or perhaps another, Stormzy, grime artist, if you know what grime is. Quite an influential figure in our nation today, believe it or not. The Queen. It was a bumpy year last year. This year is turning out to be slightly the same. So the Queen has a leadership responsibility. Smiling away there, will she be smiling in Sandringham tomorrow? Who knows? The Obamas, as a couple, they seem to strike me in terms of their leadership style as supporting one another in leadership. There's another one. Trump. Anyone know who this is? She's the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda. Jacinda Ardern. And a leader who's come across quite powerfully in terms of her connection with those who have suffered. There's another one. Ben Stokes, the Sports Personality of the Year. For me, he's the greatest leader of them all. I'm so shallow. Anyone know who this is? This is the youngest Prime Minister in the world today, Finnish, Sanna Marin. She's 34, with a great responsibility to govern a whole nation. Malala, another one. There are different people in our world today who exercise leadership in one way or another, right or wrong. And yet the way of Jesus is the way of servant leadership. That's what Jesus is about. And there are many instances of servanthood in our world today, and there are many instances of servanthood in the scriptures as well. There are two main themes running through the scriptures about leadership. And I need two volunteers for this. So anyone willing to come and volunteer to be an example of a biblical leader today? No small task. Anyone going to come and volunteer for that? We could be waiting. Yes, go on, John, you're one. And maybe one from over this side. Because this side's more kind of like, yeah, I get loads of people. But this side, a little bit more reticent. So need someone from that side to come forward, if that's all right. Anyone? The sermon's going to be a long one. You can pick someone. Right. Dave Cherry, here you go. Great. Dave, if you'd stand this that side. And Dave is going to represent one form of leadership. And it's the leadership of the robe. Okay, so could you just pass the robe over? Not the white one. That's it, yep. Okay. This is for the kind of leader who has a robe. I mean, yes, okay, it's my dressing gown. It's not the Technicolor Dreamcoat kind of thing, but this is the robe. Martin spoke about the prodigal son. When the prodigal son came back, yeah, you don't have to wear it like a Jedi knight or anything, but and it has been washed, but I'll wash it afterwards, don't worry. But the robe is representing grandiose sort of power and privilege and prestige. It's the leader who kind of like looks the part, you know, shoulders out broad and dominating in influence and, power and prestige. But there is another biblical image for leader. It's not the robe. It's this. Do you want to pick this up? It's a pretty grubby towel. If you want to show it so people can see it outside. It's a towel that is given as an image of humility and servanthood. Not power and prestige and position and authority, but lowly servanthood, the washing of feet. John is so much more spiritual than Dave. That's how it goes. Thanks, gents. You can sit down now, and that's great. The imagery that we're after in this passage is the imagery of the towel, servant leadership. And it's the imagery of leaders who are going to be commissioned today. Not, you know, commissioned and then like puffed up, aren't I great as a Christian? But actually, becoming a leader is to say, I want to serve the purposes of God in this place. It's a lowly position, actually, not a position of power and prestige, but a position of responsibility, simplicity, and servitude. Servant leadership is the way of Jesus, and there's four brief things I want to say. It's about the calling of God on people's lives. As an individual, consider carefully how you listen. That's what it says in Luke 8:18. So individuals are coming to this point and saying, I want to be a leader because they've listened to the voice of God. It's not a shrug of the shoulders thing going, all right, I want to be a leader. Yeah, I'll put my name forward. There's a deep sense of listening to the voice of God on people's lives and saying, yeah, God is speaking to me about being a leader, of taking up the towel. There's a personal speaking of God into people's lives. But there's also a collective as people gathered together, John 17:23, Jesus talks about bringing people into the unity. There's a collective sense of unity, of hearing the voice of God. And we have a thing in our church called the Community Forum, which is a place of discernment, discerning the mind of Christ together to say, yes, we affirm these individuals to make up a team to be leaders who serve the purposes of God in this place. To wash our feet. First off, servant leadership is based upon calling. Secondly, it's based upon character, the character to serve. Jesus modeled this in his own leadership. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom. Serving others comes from the foundation point of loving people. Jesus showed them now the full extent of his love. He took the towel and bowed low to wash the dust off their feet. He modeled something. But he also taught about servant leadership too. In Luke 22, he says these words: "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors." They're the people that wear the robe, being in authority and power. "But not so with you," says Jesus. "Rather, let the greatest among you as my followers be those who serve as leaders." Very clear, Jesus' teaching about servant leadership. Someone said, "A servant leader sacrificially seeks the highest joy of those they serve." So the leaders, you are called to be leaders that take joy in the success of others. That's really hard. One of the greatest theologians in the world today is the Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp. Jurgen Klopp has great insight into leadership today. And I want to show you a little clip that he where he says for about a minute his insight into leadership. He speaks really quickly, so you have to be very attentive to what he says. But he talks about leadership in these terms. He says, the leaders are not the first to come into the church and the last to go out. They can't be all things to all people. Leaders are people of confidence, not only in their own ability, but more importantly, in the ability of those around them. As a leader, he says, "I haven't got all the gifts. I haven't got all the talents. I don't know everything. Others around me know far greater than I." And his insight into team leadership is brilliant. Have a listen to this.
"I try everything to be as successful as possible. I live 100% for the boys, with the boys, what we do for the club and all that stuff. And I think that's leadership in the first case. As a leader, you cannot be the last who comes in and the first who goes out. That's how it is. You don't have to be always the first coming in or the last going out. That's not like this, but you have to be an example as well. That's how it is. You have enough confidence, and that's very important for a leader, because confidence, if I would expect from myself that I know everything and I'm the best in everything, I couldn't have confidence. But I don't expect that. I know I'm good in a couple of things, really good in a few things, and that's enough. What I can do, my confidence is big enough that I can really let people grow next to me. It's no problem. I need experts around me. It's really, really very important that you're empathic, that you try to understand the people around you, and that you give real support to the people around you. And then everybody can act. That's what leadership is. Have strong people around you with a better knowledge in different departments than yourself. Don't act like you know everything. Be ready to admit that I have no clue in the moment, so give me a couple of minutes, then I will have a clue probably. And that's exactly how I understand it. But it's not a real philosophy. It's just my way of life."
Just my way of life. To not know everything. There's a bit of humility in there. None of the people who are going to be commissioned know everything. They're not perfect. They need one another to form a team. Character is not, you know, not one person is fully the character of Christ. That's impossible. And together we fail to be as well. But together as a team that serves, we seek to follow the way of Jesus. Not knowing everything, seeking your grace, your mercy, but doing everything we can to serve in ways that bless. The third is the context. We need a leadership that understands its context. In Proverbs 16:22, it says, "God is the source of all of our understanding, the fountain of life." So the leaders don't know everything about this context, but God can pour understanding into the leaders to learn and to grow more about the context of which we serve. That's good. Because serving without understanding of this community, this place, can create confusion or worse. But paying attention to the flock, to you and me, paying attention to the work of the Holy Spirit around us, well, being overseers, leaders, elders in the church, to care for the church of God, that's growing and gaining in understanding. Understanding is crucial. Yesterday, I went to Derby to watch one of my daughters play football, came back, rushed into the house, And my other daughter, my youngest daughter, had just come back from a netball match with a bloody nose. Some nasty woman had elbowed my youngest daughter in the face, and she had a bloody nose. Netball is so much more violent than football. And so she was a bit disorientated, but I rushed in from Derby and then rushed out because I had to meet a group of students here yesterday who were coming from all over, and I think there's one or two students in here today, but they're on a course in Birmingham to learn about mission and evangelism. But they came here to learn about that in the context of our church. How do you do mission and evangelism here in this place? What do you do to share the love of Jesus here? And I had a really wonderful couple of hours with them to share something about the cafe and the bar and the leisure community here and the sports and how we try and bless this community, to understand the community and to bless it. And if you go into the meeting room, you'll see the history of this place, the Cadbury legacy. But one person in the group prayed yesterday, and it's one of the best prayers I've ever heard. Listen to this prayer that one of the students prayed as we prayed together following what they heard about this place. He prayed, "Lord, may the people of Bourneville know Jesus as more famous than the name Cadbury. Amen." I bang on about Cadbury a lot, but the challenge is to proclaim Jesus more. Understanding our context, knowing the wonderful legacy and tradition of Cadbury, but the power of Jesus at work through the Holy Spirit in ever greater ways. Leaders, know your context. And the last one is commission to be sent. Servant leadership is about the courage to be sent. Yes, to understand here, but to be people on mission, sent by a loving God. Before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. But when you become a leader, success is about growing others. That's the way of mission. And I can't put it better than this. This year, I want to be more like Jesus. Hang out with sinners. Upset religious people. You've been warned. Tell stories that make people think. Choose unpopular friends. Be kind, loving, and merciful. And on occasion, take naps on boats. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.